Lord, we gather here together, each bringing what remains of our weeks. We bring our anxieties, our insecurities, our worries, our stresses, even now. Each of us, in the quiet times, probably finds ourselves thinking of that one thing left undone, that one person left unspoken to. We pray that as we come into this space, you would clear our worries, that we would revel in the victory that you give us as we gather here together, that we would revel in this opportunity to put aside the cares of the world and under a bright blue sky on a beautiful summer day, that we might worship you. And we pray that you would worship here among us as well, and we pray that your Spirit would be among us as we worship. Let your Spirit come among us and let us fill us up as we seek to honor you and glory you in our praise, and let that go with us as we leave this place. But for now, let it be with us, and let it your Spirit praise and sing with us in everything that we do. Amen. We'll have two readings this morning. We'll have a reading from Isaiah and a reading from the book of Hebrews. After those, we'll take a moment to pause and reflect and settle into some prayerful reflection before we hear from Val. But we'll start from Isaiah chapter 40. You can find this on page 518 of the Old Testament section of your pew Bibles. You're welcome to follow along there or listen as you prefer. I'll be reading verses 25 to 31 of Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You'll find our next reading on page 175 of the New Testament section of your brown pew Bibles. I'll be reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Similarly, you're welcome to follow along in your own Bibles or listen as you prefer. After I read this, we'll take a moment to reflect before we hear from Val. This is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.